Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, good morning. Happy Saturday to you. This is, in fact, the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Hi, good morning, everybody.
Hey, good morning. We got Larry with us today.
Morning,
hey,
guys.
Hey, Larry. And I'm Sybil. You are the Tolos, and you're invited to be part of the show at 877-881-1053. Or you can call or text AutoFlex. What are those numbers, David?
Any local area code. And then 234-1234, 888-234-1234. If you're out of the area, as always, AutoFlex.com on the World Wide Web, where you can see some of our great Save Money Monday cars right there at the website. These are we'll talk about these cars in the first break, but they're really, really a bargain. So if you're looking for a bargain, if you don't want to spend any money in your car, if you're stuck in traffic southbound on Central, by the way, I understand, because it's a mess, give us a call. Tell us what you want to drive. Let us make some suggestions. We'll get you on the road in no time.
That's right. And while you're at AutoFlex.com, click on the Facebook link. You can see all the stories we talk about on the Facebook page and some great videos.
That's right. In fact, if you wanted to look at the videos on there today, there's a video on the auto pedestrian avoidance systems that are being installed in cars. We'll talk a little bit about that later. And there's also a good video comparing the Ford Ranger to the Nissan Frontier for you small pickup fans.
Yeah, we get that question a lot on AutoFlex Leasing Fan Text. So go watch the vidya. The vidya.
Vidya.
The vidya. All right, so let's talk about cars that get the highest safety ratings for 2019.
Yeah, the NHTSA and IIHS Safety Pick Plus choices are out for 2019. So last year, about 40,000 people died in automotive accidents. Now, that's actually down 1% from 17, but it's up, way up from 1980, which was the last time it was really low.
I don't even think we had to wear seatbelts in 80. I mean, it wasn't the law. They had them in cars.
It wasn't click it or ticket.
There weren't as many people either.
Yeah.
Well, that's because we weren't wearing seatbelts.
Okay, so
it's called thinning of the herd.
For the NHTSA, they use a simple rating, 1 to 5 stars. IIHS uses a system that is basic, advanced, or superior for the collision mitigation systems and for emergency braking and forward collision alert. So they have two different systems, and to hit the top Safety Pick Plus, the vehicle also has to have LED headlights. So I'm gonna sort of cushion this in the fact that if the vehicle that we talk about and you look at doesn't have LED headlights, and a lot of these vehicles don't have them unless you upgrade them, they would not be a Safety Plus pick.
LED headlights aren't the ones that have the little dots around them like the Audi, right?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh.
Those, the little dots are LEDs. Now, the LED headlamp itself is a lamp that's a bigger one of those that puts out a tremendous amount of light.
Got it. I was just imagining.
In the case of Lexus and Toyota, they have headlights that actually steer with the steering wheel on certain models. And that's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah. That is kind of, that makes me kind of think that your car's giving you one of those side glances.
Your car gives you the side eye.
Yeah.
Well, what happens to the side eye? What happens is if you start to turn right, it gives you a little more light toward the right.
Sure.
So, like on a curve or whatever, you can see if there's something on the side of the road that you might want to avoid. Anyway.
Awesome.
First car we're going to talk about, Genesis G80. It's got driver assistance features like automatic emergency braking, blind spot monitor, rear cross traffic alert, lane keep assist, lane departure warning, and adaptive cruise control. Those are all on even the basic level Genesis G80. If you go to the high level, you'll pick up those LED headlights, and that makes it a pick plus.
Mm-hmm.
Next vehicle, the Honda Insight, comes standard with automatic emergency braking, lane keeping assist, and LED headlights and tail lamps, which put it in that top Safety Plus area right there because they come standard with the LEDs.
I've never seen that car rolling around Dallas.
A Honda Insight?
It's only, well, the new one has only been out for a little while.
Yeah.
It's been out for about a year.
Did it change body styles from
2018?
Oh.
Yes.
Ooh, let me go look at AutoFlex.com and see what it looks like.
Okay, so then the Hyundai Sonata. Unlike the Honda Insight, the midsize Sonata needs to be equipped with a number of optional driver assistance features to qualify for top safety scores. If you buy the Highline, you pick up everything, including the headlights. The Kia Optima, same thing. You got to go well past the entry level and go to one of the higher levels. But if you do, it's going to get that top safety plus pick. The one I got a kick out of was the Lincoln Continental.
Why?
That's the one with the suicide doors, the big vehicle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And these are the top safety picks for vehicles, not for trucks or SUVs
vehicles.
Or crossovers.
Yeah,
okay, for cars.
We're going to do crossovers next week.
Okay,
so for the
stay tuned.
Lincoln Continental, which starts at about $100,000, you got to go all the way to either the premium or the black label models to pick up those headlights to give it the top safety pick.
Do you know that makes...
I can tell you that from the laws of physics, you're in good shape in that car because it's big.
Yeah.
It makes zero sense if it starts at $100,000 but doesn't include everything.
Right.
No.
It's just... Ugh.
If you have to ask how much it is...
It's not about that. It's just I'm asking, for the 100.
Right.
Let's say I'm, who's the boxer that goes around with his million all the time? Mayweather?
Floyd Mayweather.
If I'm Lloyd.
Floyd.
Floyd.
Or Lloyd. What? Your twin brother, Lloyd.
Lloyd Mayweather.
Is there? That'd be funny. All right. So if I'm carrying a bag of money around and money is not an option, I'm just going to have an expectation that at 100 G's, it's going to have everything.
Yeah, you would think.
I mean, the headlights, seriously?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, and part of the thing is in Europe, these headlights are mandatory. And we don't want to be behind them. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to be right up with the Europeans, right?
Of course.
From a governmental standpoint. I read an interesting article about our cars this last week. And then Tammy and I discussed it before the show. You know, the government is mandating what we drive now more than ever. Between the safety equipment and the EPA, the gas ratings, that kind of thing, it is absolutely mandating what we drive. And the fear is that there will be so much money poured into Washington by people with an industry interest.
With an agenda.
An agenda that we will have self-driving cars very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Faster than I thought.
Yeah.
Well, we were supposed to have them by 2020, remember?
Well, but no, but now they're saying 2025 or 2030. We'll talk about that later. But it's a little amazing because I don't really want a self-driving car.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know a lot of people that actually do want one.
They're forcing you to have one.
If I've had a cocktail, I want the self-driving car.
Same.
Or if I'm on maybe a long road trip,
mm-hmm.
that would be nice so I could read.
Same.
Other than that,
I just like driving. Okay, back to our top safety picks. The next pick would be the Mercedes-Benz E-Class, and it gets the superior rating. And to get the plus rating, make sure it has the headlights. And then three Subarus in a row, Impreza, the Subaru Legacy, and the Subaru Outback. They have a number of driver safety systems built in, and a couple of them have LED standards. One of them you have to upgrade to get it. And finally, the Toyota Camry. Again, you've got to
go to the XLE
to pick up LED headlights. But the reality is the Camry now has steerable headlights. So
cool.
They change the direction with the steering of the car.
I'm just going to call them LED lights now. But how about that three Subarus?
Yeah, well, and Subaru has concentrated on safety a lot of the time over the past umpteen years. They have become one of the best sellers of any vehicle in the world, and they have problems now producing enough cars for their retailers to sell, which is a nice problem to have.
Right.
Did you know that umpteen is actually a word? I looked it up. You need umpteen pieces of identification to cash a check.
Yeah.
It's a great or good deal of, a lot of, a large, great deal, number of quantities, plenty.
Yep. Were you doubting me?
No, I just thought it'd be funny.
Were you doubting me?
I was looking things up. I got to say, don't love the Honda Insight, the looks of it.
Changed the way it looked.
Yeah.
The Cross Tour didn't make it very well with the Hondas. Do other people think the Honda Cross Tour was
I don't know
a
what
winner?
The Honda Cross Tour
so
looks
to me,
like.
This just kind of goes into those, doesn't matter, my opinion.
You had a great question for the
Tolos.
Oh, I do.
I wanted to mention this, or I wanted to ask everybody, because I was just kind of remembering my youth. And I thought other people like to remember their youth.
Always.
Or yesterday. I don't know how old the Tolos are. They might be a younger demographic than I am. But I was wondering if you guys would text in and tell us about your first date car. What car did you go on your first car date? Car date.
Okay.
Right?
Wait, what's a car date? What constitutes
well,
a car date?
Well, you go in
like
a car.
Go parking?
No.
Okay. Well, you said car date.
Okay,
like you're going
but
on
I meant,
a date in a car. But,
right.
Okay.
That's all. You don't have
I
to go parking.
Was
okay.
young.
Maybe you had to. I don't know.
I didn't.
My parents let me go on a couple of movie dates before I was a driving age, you know, where we just met at the mall. I'm saying when somebody came to pick you up in a car, what was, do you remember it?
It was like prom and everybody got a limo.
That was the first time you rode in a car?
Probably.
Okay, well that's what I want to know. Was it a limo?
Mm-hmm.
Was it a gremlin? and then if you don't even remember that, you probably remember the worst car that you went on a date in.
Oh.
No, not the worst date. This is a car show. Not that I talk about cars all the time, but I was just wondering if people would remember the first car they went out on a date in or the worst car
they went out
on a date in. And it doesn't have to be the first and worst together. The worst could have been last weekend.
What was yours, Tammy?
Well, come back to me.
Okay. What was yours,
because I have a first and a worst.
Mine was a Ford Thunderbird 1965 model.
Was that yours?
That was my first car, and I got that in 1966. It's a very long story, but
wow.
It was a luxury vehicle at the time.
Yeah.
And it was really, really cool. I had worked since I was 14 and saved money so that I could make a down payment, and then my folks co-signed for me.
Were you 18?
Yeah, you were highfalutin.
I was 16.
You could co-sign for a loan back then?
Yeah, they got a loan through the bank, and I think I was on it. Anyway,
65
Ford T-Bird, it was an awesome car. Light blue, had swing-away steering wheel, so when you opened the door, the steering wheel swung out of your way. When you closed it went back in front of you again.
Why don't they have that anymore?
Well,
let me
sure
just tell you,
it
probably is. It was such an easy thing because they had a big piece of iron that was U-shaped, and it went through a notch in the lower door hinge and went through an extension that came out on the steering wheel, and the steering wheel had like a U-joint. So when you opened the door, it just pulled it with it, and when you closed the door, it pushed it back in again.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
That is cool.
Oh,
is
my
neat.
God, look at the fan
Did we
text.
We lit them up. We lit them up.
First date, Beetle.
Yeah.
Ooh, first date, Z06 Corvette.
Wow.
Fancy pants.
A 63 Volkswagen. It was my parents' spare car.
Oh, sure it was.
My father's red, 96 Mustang Cobra.
Wow. 2003 gold Chevy Suburban was my first.
Wow.
A tank.
I'd have had a Suburban.
Yeah, the first car I had the first car I had for my first date was driving a Dodge Ram, a 1998. In 2009, I was a senior in high school. Okay, that's roomy. Dodge Ram.
There's Ranch Dog.
Okay, this is a good one. This is very descriptive. 1984 Mustang GT hatchback. It was rusted on the hood, had a white door, and the rest was maroon.
Nice.
I see cars like that driving around Dallas all the time.
Same.
So this was probably last weekend, right? Okay. Had to get it running when I got it because my parents couldn't afford a new car. Well, mine couldn't either. It was broken down in the backyard. Worst date car. Hey, but you know what? You remember it, and you put some effort into it, so that's so cool.
And you went on a date, so high five.
Here we go. 1971 Buick Estate Wagon went to the drive-in movie. Very spacious back area.
That was the other part of this that I figured was going to come into the show, because, you know, I know how you Tolos are.
Because those vans back in the day had rugs in them, remember?
It was
carpeted.
I knew somebody that had a waterbed in the back of his.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and he slammed on the brakes one time, and it crawled up and almost came over the seats.
That's awesome.
Hey, you know, it was the 60s.
Well, my buddy Steve, just going back, it wasn't a date. It was a bunch of us went to the Genesis concert, actually, in Oklahoma City, and Steve Levitt drove a Volkswagen microbus that had only two front seats, right?
Mm-hmm.
No seats in the back. You know what we all sat in? Lawn chairs.
Nice.
We had lawn chairs in the back of that van while he drove us from Norman to Oklahoma City to see the Genesis concert. That was safe.
That violates all kinds of traffic.
Kind of.
Yeah.
But you know what? It was the 80s.
Yep.
So we weren't even forced to wear seatbelts. So I'm sure it was not a big deal.
Okay. So let's get back to where we were a minute ago.
We?
And we'll continue. There's hundreds of fan texts. We were at the crossovers that have pedestrian avoidance systems.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really pretty interesting when you look at the video, because they do this several different ways. They have a guy walking down the same side of the street you're driving on, walking away from you. They have like a kid running out between two cars, which happens. That's a real thing. They have three different ways that they look at rating a car for pedestrian avoidance. And it's really a good system. Here's the other thing. Of the people dying, because pedestrian deaths are actually up, a 45% increase since 80.
I'm going to tell you why.
I know why.
The answer why.
Go ahead.
You know why.
Go ahead.
One, two,
why?
Three. They're looking at their phones.
Cell phones.
Yep.
But
that's what I think,
the person
too.
In the car and the person walking, nobody's paying attention.
Right.
And that's why. And you know what? That's Darwinism at its finest.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Watch where you're going, fool. I mean,
I know.
What we're going to see is cars being rated for pedestrian avoidance by 2020 in order to get the top safety pick award from the IIHS. So you're going to see more and more of these systems on the cars that you are driving right now. It'll be standard equipment by 2020. Watch, 2021. Right now, about two-thirds of front crash prevention systems offered on 2019 models have the ability to recognize a pedestrian in one way or another.
Can they recognize dogs and squirrels, too?
They do. You know, some of them have animal built-in systems so that if a deer or a donkey or whatever, I mean, I've had people that have, I was in the body shop business, I've had people that have hit donkeys and deers and stuff.
Oh.
And let me tell you, I had a guy that hit a horse, almost killed him. Put him in the hospital.
That's no good.
Yeah, three horses running across the road. Kill the horse. Three horses running across the road. Hits the middle one. Horse landed on the windshield, crushed it, got him in the front seat, pinned him behind the wheel. Not a good deal.
I feel bad for the horse.
Well, sure. And everybody. I mean, that's awful.
Yeah. All right.
But I don't, for some reason, feel bad about some dummy
on his
not
phone.
Looking up. I don't. I mean, I do. Okay, I do, but I don't. It's just kind of one of those, you can't help it.
That's right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. Woo! I love singing that part. It's a Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing, David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Larry, me, Sybil, and you, the Tolos. You can feel free to be part of the show, 877-881-1053, or call AutoFlex. They're open right now. The numbers are
either 817 or 972 or 469 or any local area code you want to dial, and then 234-1234. Easiest number in the book, easiest way to get a car. You can also come to us at autoflex.com, where you can find some of these great vehicles. These are our Save Money Monday cars. These are cars that we've had a little too long, and we'd like them to go home with you today or Monday. So here's the deal. If you're thinking about a Mercedes C-Class, maybe a C300, a 4MATIC, an all-wheel drive, if you look online, they're going to have a new one with a very low payment, but it's going to have a huge down payment.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how they advertise them. This one, $319 a month with no down payment.
Wow.
It's a nice, nice car. How about a luxury sedan, a luxury sort of a sports sedan, a 2015 Infiniti Q50 Premium. That is just an amazing car, $329 a month.
That's a luxury sports sedan, in my opinion.
And I got a great story here. My daughter came to me and she goes, Dad, I don't want to drive a minivan anymore. Mm-hmm. I want a car. I just got to have a car. And I said, okay. So she had to put her car in the shop one time. So
still
I put
three
her
kids,
in a minivan. Yeah, she still got three kids, a little kid, one of them. I put her in a minivan. She called me back. She goes, Dad, God, this is so convenient. And those video screens in the back, it keeps the kids busy while I'm driving.
I need a minivan.
So on the Save Money Monday list, a 2016 Chrysler Town and Country. This thing has navigation, DVD, and third row. If you got kids, it's a nice way to go. No down payment, only $279 a month.
Or grandkids.
Wow.
Do you know how many people now, grandparents, are getting cars that will haul the grandkids?
That's smart.
That's
they
normal.
They seriously are, because they have them, so they like these crossovers too. Not Tahoes and Suburbans as much. Like, they used to get those, but now they really like a Traverse or a Highlander, you know, that size
right.
vehicle, because it's so easy for the kids. They can get car seats and all their junk. And then guess what else? For those of us with a little bit of knee pain or whatever, so much easier than falling down into or crawling up out of the car. I never used to think of it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. So.
And listen, if I was going out on a date with you now and it was a Corvette, I'd be like, never mind.
Okay, so also on that list. Right to address what Tammy's talking about, 2018 Chevrolet Equinox LT, $289 a month. Again, you can find out about those by giving us a call at 888-234-1234 or go to autoflex.com and look at the manager specials.
And a couple of people who did, in fact, call Autoflex this past week, let's give them some love.
And got their cars. Patrick Edwards got an Altima from Randy Rubin. Patrick, we appreciate you.
Hi, Patrick.
Yeah, we do.
Landon Hopper got two cars. He got a Sorento and an Infiniti Q50 from Harry Theophilides. And finally, Reggie Rigoli got a Nissan Rogue from Brian Roth. That's a lot of R's in a row.
It is.
And Brian delivered it to his home in Ferris, Texas, by golly.
I like that. Thanks, Landon and Reggie and Patrick. We appreciate your business, and we appreciate you being Tolos.
So I need to give a shout-out to Ranch Pup, because it has been a few weeks. They've been busy there on the ranch.
She's our official show mascot.
She is, and they're keeping her out of the rain today, so she's staying inside while they pin some cattle this morning.
But they're listening to the Saturday morning test drive.
And now we actually have a cat listener.
Whoa!
Pumpkin Girl, beautiful white ragdoll cat. She's chilling and listening to the show.
And I love that they said she's not Ranch Pup, but Pumpkin Girl loves the show,
yes,
too.
Yes, she does.
Okay, so...
she's a big white furball.
You know, kids think they got it tough. Tammy asks the question, what was your first date in? One of our Tolos is texted in on the Autoflex Leasing fan text. The Army Jeep also had no fuel. Oh,
you got to do the first one. It was a second date, though. So this one, I don't know. This doesn't really qualify. My second date was in a 1950s Army Jeep.
Cool.
No doors.
Oh.
No AC. This makes me think of MASH. You know, the Jeeps,
yeah,
right?
That's what it was.
No doors, no AC, but it had an axe and a shovel.
Creepy.
And the Army Jeep had no fuel gauge, so you had to open the tank underneath the driver's seat to check your fuel level. Of course, I ran out of gas, but I had a spare gas can on the back end. Good God almighty.
That's a memorable second date, I'll tell you. Yeah.
How about this? And I remember these cars. The first date was in a 1972 Bonneville with those weird wheel well covers.
Oh.
You know, that kind of...
Skirts.
Skirts.
Yeah, they go over the... I know, where you barely see the tire.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember the day when my dad was out with shoe polish or something, freshening up his white walls.
Oh, yeah.
White walls were a big deal
back
in the day.
Right. This Autoflex Leasing fan texter says the first car they went on a date in was a 1988 Chrysler Fifth Avenue. I was 17. My car was 15.
I love it. The car was actually your chaperone.
Yes. Yeah.
Autoflex Leasing fan text, thank you all for the shout out. She, the cat, can now be the official white puffball of the Autoflex.
She can
be the Saturday morning test drive. You bet.
She can be the cascot.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, is the 2016 Town and Country a lease or a buy? It's according to where you're at as far as money-wise, time-wise. How long do you want to keep the car? How many years do you keep a car normally? How many miles do you drive? You could lease that car. You could buy the car, or maybe work better as a flex buy, which is sort of the best of both worlds. But the only way to find out for sure would be to have our Flex Lease computer system. I don't have it here. But if you call one of the offices, tell them that's the one you're interested in, and they will work through it with you and come up with a great solution.
Mm-hmm. That's what we do. We really will kind of assess your situation. You know, and give you some advice. Not, you know, how financial planners and financial advisors try to help you. Okay, how much do you want in your retirement? So they put you on a.
How risky are you willing to be?
Well, but we'll take the whole situation with how long do you need that type of vehicle? You know, is it for the grandkids? Is it for your 3-year-old? Because your 3-year-old is going to be 3 forever. So you might want to lease it because you may want something totally different by the time they have their kids coming around and or their friends. I mean,
anyway. Autoflex Leasing fan text. Damn, I'm 29, but y'all are making me feel young. Well, just to let you know,
you are young.
He's young.
Oh, man.
Okay, so here's the question. Would you let your insurer track your driving habits?
No.
Because, There are several companies that already do it, and AAA wants to track their insured's driving habits also. Now, I'm going to pose a couple of things to you. Number one, insurance companies make their living by taking in more money than they spend on claims. Mm-hmm. That's a base. That's just, it happens every time. That's how one becomes profitable. Right now, Progressive, State Farm, and Allstate all have mobile tracking apps in use. When I did my research into this, I found that for the majority of drivers, once they had the tracking app, they didn't save any money. Mm-hmm. Like 37% saved money. The others either paid the same or paid more. And then you start thinking about, well, you were driving down, I was driving down the street, and a guy yesterday cut me off driving an orange Subaru BRX, by the way.
Yeah, you.
BRZ.
BRZ. Cut me off. I mean, literally just cut me off. I couldn't see why. All he had to do was just wait until he could smoothly move in front of me or behind me, but he didn't. I had to hit the brakes. I hit the brakes suddenly. Does that go as a mistake?
Yes.
On your driving record?
Yes. That counts against you.
How are they going to know right. what the situation was? And, hey, I should actually get 10 extra points
yep.
because of my extremely
quick reaction and
yes.
avoiding the accident.
You have no idea how close that was.
Okay, so say say you have to pick your roommate up, and he has a job at a tavern.
Okay.
And you have to pick him up every night at 9 o'clock and take him home.
Mm-hmm.
The GPS shows that you stop at a tavern every night at 9 o'clock.
Ah.
Does that go against you?
Yeah, it could.
I think it would.
I mean, they got to know where you are.
Yeah.
They throw in some extra stuff because they also have the ability to track where the car is, how fast it's being driven, that kind of thing. And you can limit, like if it's a kid's car, you can limit where the kid can go, how fast he can drive. If he's got a perimeter, he shouldn't go outside. It'll notify you if he goes outside that perimeter. That's all good stuff. But it just, it came to mind, any driving situations you encounter will be used against you.
Right?
Yeah.
And these are optional, or are they saying that they want to hope? Okay.
It's an option, but they're strongly recommending you do it because you could possibly
right. save
be
money.
Discounted because you're such a great driver.
Now, it doesn't work, though, if you don't drive that much. Mm-hmm. So for those people who think, oh, this isn't going to be a problem for me at all because I only go to the church and grocery store. Mm-hmm. So I would definitely, if you don't make enough trips, it won't do you any good.
Oh.
So I don't like it for a couple reasons. I mean, if they're already tracking where you're going, how are you going to hide the body? But then that brought me back to the self-driving cars.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
How are you going to hide the body?
You can't.
There's going to be a record of where that car's been.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
Hmm.
On a FlexLeasing fan text, I have the Allstate app, and it saves me about $12 a month.
Nice.
So there's somebody that it saves money. I don't know. I don't, personally, I feel like that's a violation of my privacy. And in the case of the Subaru yesterday, I avoided an accident, but more than likely that would have counted against me.
Exactly.
So I'm not sure. It's like having it's like bowling through a sheet. You bowl the ball and somebody goes, you got 7, but you don't see which 7 you got.
Oh, yeah.
You don't see what's left, you know?
Yeah.
It's sort of a remote control view of you. But here's the other thing. Would a company do it if it was going to cost them money?
No.
I rest my case.
I wouldn't do it, not because of the privacy issue, just because it would backfire on me. Like, I would end up
right.
paying more. Like,
that's what David thinks,
73%
too.
Of the other people, or whatever the number was.
And there aren't that many people that disagree with you.
Yeah.
Not that many people want to do it.
I don't want to. It's like having a police officer behind you every time you drive somewhere.
Wouldn't that be awful?
Yes.
Even when I know I'm all fine and everything.
Yeah,
oh.
you still get
nervous.
And
I'm not driving too
hands
fast.
Hands attended to.
Yep. Just like, I don't want to change the radio station or touch anything because I'm afraid he'll think I'm like
judged.
Looking.
Don't,
yeah.
Oh, what's worse is when you glance down at your phone and you glance up and there's a cop and you go, oh my God.
Yes. And you look down because you're like watching navigation or something and then, yeah.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay. The 2020 Ford Police Explorer has got really a cool thing in it. And if you've ever been a police officer, you'll appreciate this. If you are a police officer now, you'll appreciate it. They have built an extra frame under this car so that if you're struck, it'll give you a lot better protection. The old safety standard was being struck from behind at 50 miles an hour in a police car. This one carries it all the way to 75 miles an hour. And let me tell you, more police officers are killed on the side of the road by other cars than are shot. It is a really big deal. People look down. They don't see the car coming up. People are intoxicated. They're stoned. They hit the police car. The policeman may be outside the car, and the car hit him. The policeman may be inside the car, but he's hit so violently. It's a bad deal. So they have installed an X-shaped body frame underneath this car that will give it that much more protection when hit from behind. And also, as a sidelight, it will be the fastest police car made. By the way, Ford makes 76% of all police cars that are made in the United States and used. But this one will go 150 miles an hour.
Wow.
That is one fast SUV. No, that's going to be the 2020 Ford Explorer Police Special.
Is it the fastest police vehicle, period, or fastest police SUV?
I don't know.
Camaros or Charger.
Yeah,
one of those would go.
Chargers.
150 is really fast.
It is pretty fast.
Yeah.
I've driven 150. I was a passenger in my foolish high school days.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend Barry and my friend Dan, they all had Camaros and Z28s. And when they like to go out on the Highway 9 and give it a little race.
Yep.
Well, not really racing anybody, just themselves, see how fast they could go in the straight line.
Yeah.
I don't recommend it.
Autoflex Leasing fan text. I drive the Sam Rayburn Towway from Arlington to Sherman every day. A tracking app would cost me so much more.
Yeah.
Well, Ranch Pup's dad says Ranch Pup loves cats and they want to hook up.
Oh my gosh.
With the fluff ball.
Puppy cats. We'll be back with more while you envision that with the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. Welcome back. It is indeed the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing, David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Larry, me, Sybil, you, the Tolos. 877-881-1053 is the magical number, or you can call Autoflex. What's that magical number?
Any local area code. It is sort of magic. Any local area code, and then 234-1234-888, 234-1234 out of the area. As always, Autoflex.com, where you can see our great Save Money Monday cars. And just a couple of quick notes. If you're really, really on a budget, we've got a 2017 Cruise LT, $189 a month. Also, a Ford Focus, a 17 Ford Focus SEL with a sunroof, $189 a month. So there's a little something in that Save Money Monday list for pretty well everything. Most of these cars have low miles. And they're good cars. So if you want to save some money, come by or give one of our offices a call. Let us show you how we can save you some serious money on that next car.
And when was the last time your car payment was less than your phone payment?
That's crazy. Yeah.
I want to throw out just a couple more of these cars.
Okay.
Because it's been a little bit.
What are they cars of?
The first date cars, worst date cars. The first time I drove a girl on a date was in a 1970 Dodge Dart Swinger two-door.
Hmm.
I remember some of these cars. And I totally love this one. My first, my first and worst car was a Ford Escort passed down from my mom. It was my running around car, my everything car.
Yeah.
So I was trying to remember my first date car. It was a white car.
Mm-hmm. You just don't remember what kind.
I don't.
These have the perfect names for it, though. Swingers and Escorts.
Like, I know.
date cars.
Sorry about that if anybody's ears just got pierced from that. That's hilarious.
I remember mine, too, though. It was my boyfriend had a Mustang GT 5.0. I don't remember what year, but we were in high school in the 90s, so it was probably like a 95 or something.
Oh, yeah, because he probably had a new car.
Oh, yeah, and we went out drag racing like you were talking about over off Keast Boulevard. Yep, South Dallas. So,
did you ever cruise then over to Keller's and get yourself a hamburger?
No, we were from Arlington. But
oh, okay.
Okay, so Tesla announced this last week that they were going to close all of their retail sales centers and they would sell cars directly online.
Now, didn't we have a big to-do about having these retail centers in all these different states? Wasn't there a big...
We did, but okay. Now he says they're costing him too much money. They've lost another 8,000 employees. Okay.
Wow.
Think about how many people that is, by the way.
Yeah.
And I got a great article from Marianne Keller and Advisors. They are all very good people, very smart people. A lot of people in the automotive business, even at the factory level, listen to what they say because they do good research. This was from Jeremy Alcandry. He's a writer and a contributor and a director at Marianne Keller and Associates. Anyway, it's not legal for them to market cars on the internet without any kind of franchise agreement. They do it, like right now in Texas, we lease them, but we have to buy them out of California. You can't buy the car in Texas. Yeah. You have to buy the car in California and ship it in. It doesn't allow to test drive either because, you know, and he goes, well, guess what? If you get it and you don't like it, there's a 7-day, 1,000-mile limit. You can bring the car back at no penalty. What about sales tax?
Yeah.
I can promise you when sales tax is paid.
They don't give that back.
State does not want to give it back.
And once you ship it back to California, that's extra bucks
I'm
right
sure
there.
It
is. It doesn't make sense. That's one of the reasons a lot of people haven't tried this because of the extra work involved. How about wet signatures? You have to have on state-issued documents, you have to have wet signatures in Texas and a lot of other states. Odometer statements, title applications.
You can't just sign online.
Order. No, you can't. So it's called wet signatures. So there's a number of legal issues that are in the way of doing this. And maybe one of the biggest, and this was Marianne Keller that mentioned that, about 40% of all transactions have trade-ins.
Oh.
The way to get the very most money for your trade is to have someone appraise it in person. If the someone that appraises it is in California, he's going to shoot you a number and know that when he gets the car, he's going to be safe.
Right.
That's how our industry works. You get less for your car that way. So it'll be interesting to see how Tesla, with other people's money, because that's what he runs on,
for real,
does with this, because I don't think it's possible. And he's saying all of this is necessary, by the way, to get down to a $35,000 car that can be sold. Otherwise, he said his overhead is too high to sell that car, his base car, at $35,000.
He being Elon Musk.
Elon Musk.
You know what else he uses besides other people's money is other people's bodies. Did you guys see the Photoshop this week that went viral of Elon Musk's face on Dwayne The Rock Johnson's body?
No. That's funny.
Oh, it was a perfect fit. It was all over Twitter, and Elon Musk said, yeah, I lift. And then Dwayne Johnson wrote back, he's a beast.
Handsome Joe.
Funny. Yeah.
Okay, so along the same lines, Carvana posted a wider 2018 fourth quarter loss than they published had last year or last quarter. They lost $86.4 million.
Of other people's money.
Of other people's money. And they are so happy about it because they say they are expanding at a greater rate than they thought they would expand. Anyone that has the time to look it up, look up Carvana CEO Ernie Garcia.
Mm.
You will find that he also owns DriveTime.
Interesting read.
Which is a buy here, pay here kind of a situation.
Mm-hmm.
But you will also find that he was with Lincoln Savings and Loan in California. That's the one really to look at.
I passed a tote the note lot yesterday that said cars, K-A-R-Z,
yep.
And it said $49 down.
Yep.
And I was like, who? No,
that's
don't.
A buy here, pay here.
But nobody go there. If they can't even spell cars correctly,
no,
please
it's done on
cool.
purpose.
But don't do business with them. If they can't spell it right.
Well, they're trying to be different.
Okay.
I get that.
All right.
I do get that. But that fills a void for people who cannot get approved for a bank loan.
I got my first car at a tote the note place. I get that, but I'm just saying.
No, they
she
call
wants
the
you to
purpose,
spell the name right.
Yes.
Okay. So GM on Wednesday rolled its last Chevy Cruze off of the line in the Lordstown, Ohio assembly plant. They are out of the small car business, basically. And there's a big pushback from the UAW union against General Motors because they're closing 5 plants down. It's just the transition. What they're doing is they're right-sizing and they're moving their production ability to SUVs, which is what sells.
And kids, they're getting ready for these automated cars. Mm-hmm.
Yes, they are.
These self-driving cars because they won't be selling as many cars.
You don't need as many.
We always talk about the hypotheticals with self-driving cars. What's going to happen with driver's tests and driver's ed?
Won't have them.
At all?
No.
I mean, you won't need to know just in case. What if the apocalypse comes and you have to get into a stick shift?
If it's a level 5,
if
it's a level 5, if it's a level 5, it's got no steering wheel and no pedals.
There won't be any stick shifts if they're self-driving, just so you know.
Okay, so along those lines, Uber and Lyft are now going to offer their drivers shares of stock and bonuses to continue driving for them. Now, you would ask, the first thing I thought of is, why do you have to do that?
To keep people employed.
Yeah. I don't think you make as much money driving for Uber and Lyft as maybe a lot of people expect.
Well, benefits are a huge
part. And like with Uber, they don't have benefits. They're contract people.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They're contract employees, so there's no benefits. I don't know about Lyft. Anyway, they're looking at giving their drivers bonuses and cash bonuses to keep them employed. Volvo this last week announced that it would limit their cars to 112 miles per hour top speed. Now, here's why. Volvo, safety is their biggest selling point. And they're saying they're limiting the speed on cars to help people stop driving too fast and dying behind the wheel. Now, first of all, you don't have to be going 112 to die.
No.
You can die at 40.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But it's a nice step forward, I think. It's a good bet that people will see that as a positive safety issue. Audi recalled 75,000 vehicles this last week for fire risk. Actually, it's only 74,881.
But round up, why not?
Yeah, yeah. 2015 through 2018 model Audi A8s, A7s, A6s, and Q7 crossover SUVs. Evidently, the fuel lines on some of these cars were not welded together properly before they were installed on the car. You can go to safercar.gov, enter your VIN number, and find out if you were part of that group.
Mm-hmm.
So, Hyundai wants to turn your smartphone into a car key. And this is the first time I've seen this on a broad basis. They are going to come up with cars that will, you can have four authorized users on a phone, and it will start the car, it will unlock the car, it'll GPS the car if you want it to.
I mean, Lexus does that now. You have to download the app, but they're saying you won't have a fob at all?
You won't have a fob.
Oh, I don't like that.
They'll give you like a credit.
What if you lose your phone?
Right, or it dies.
They'll give you like a credit card as a spare.
We're not waiting.
Yeah, clearly. They'll give you like a credit card as a spare to keep, you know, in case you lose your phone. But
a credit card to buy a new phone?
It is. No. It is the first shared car thing I've seen come down the market, because they're saying you can have your car and you could share it with like three people.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they rent it from you.
Oh.
I don't want somebody else driving my car, but,
right,
you know, some people do.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Finally, and this is real big news, because we got more pickup trucks than we got anything else in Texas. Ford has just patented a movie theater to go in the bed of your pickup truck.
I love this idea.
It is a rack that holds a great big screen right up behind the bed, a stand for a TV projector at the rear of the bed, and speaker stands that fit inside those holes in the top of the pickup bed,
mm-hmm.
Of the bedsides. Yeah, and you got your so you want to go to the theater and be in your truck, drive to the beach, fire up your Ford theater.
Jalopnik says they
patented it last week.
I love this. Yeah, all you need is a water bed back there. Yeah. That's perfect.
You know, that'd be pretty big deal out in the oil fields,
mm-hmm.
you know, so they could watch the movies out there, because they don't have a whole lot of theaters out in the oil fields.
Very true. And I wonder if, so this is all stuff that you put on. It's not stuff that is constantly on, because what if it rains? You'd have to have a camper over the back.
No, I think you'd have to bring all your gear with you. I sure do appreciate everybody chiming in on their first car date, worst car date.
Autoflex Leasing Fantex, do you all realize you can buy a Tesla online with a trade-in and have been able to since the Model S came out? Yes. My point was, you don't get as much for your trade-in unless someone physically sees it. And if they close all of their retail operations, there will be no one to physically see your trade-in.
Back to Tammy's point about the first date you went on, what kind of car was it? I was corrected on Autoflex Leasing Fantext. Somebody said SIB. It was actually a 1990 Ford Mustang LX 5.0 hatchback. And I said, who is this? And it's my first boyfriend's best friend from high school. So he's right. That's what it was.
Wow.
Yep, that's, it was maroon. So cool.
That is very funny.
So thanks, Justin, for chiming in and making me remember that.
Justin probably got into all kinds of trouble in that car.
Yeah, Justin and Bert. Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So one other thing, I want to thank all of the Tolos that do business with us. and ask to meet us when they're there at the office, because we can go by and see them and shake hands and stuff. It's really, really gratifying, and we really enjoy doing the show. We enjoy you guys, and we appreciate your continued participation in our business, both leasing and sales.
And we don't just appreciate the Tolos that buy. We appreciate the Tolos that are going to buy.
Yes.
Yeah. And that share the word with their family and friends,
yes, and refer
to buy.
Because we are the good guys.
That's right.
And if you want the most for your trade-in, Mr. Tesla, bring it on down to AutoFlex.
Stop it. Stop it.
We'll be back next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. In the meantime, if you need to reach AutoFlex, any local area code 234-1234 or AutoFlex.com. Thank you to Larry for David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard. I'm Sybil Summers. I almost said I'm Tammy Pickard.
I know.
But I'm not. I'm Sybil. You're Tammy.
She is Sybil. There's only one Sybil.
Fan Jam is coming up next. We will see you next weekend on 105.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.